Who's Travis Kelce gonna date next? Don't know. Oh, Ariana Grande wants to meet Jeffrey Dahmer's parents. That's inappropriate. You're gonna hear about a lot of that stuff on Page 7, hosted by Jackie Zabrowski, MJ Neffel, and Holden McNeely. And you're gonna love it, because you're gonna hear all about celebrity gossip, and you get lots of different blind item tips in there, and you're gonna hear a lot of Holden talking about his life. Yeah! And you gotta check it out. I think if you go and you listen to this podcast, you're going to learn a lot about how Ariana Grande likes sitting on SpongeBob's lap. Why, though? Why, though, doesn't have a lap? Weird-looking man, huh? You can listen to stories about Ariana Grande. You can listen to stories about Tom Brady. He's mad about the roast. Let's do it on Page 7. It's got my sister, Jackie Zabrowski. She's like me, but more Hillary Clinton-like. MJ Neffel and Holden McNeely. Check it out on Last Podcast Network, where all podcasts can be found. On your phone!
There's no place to escape to.
This is the Last Podcast.
On the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
I'll be doing more of that when we get there. I got this week. I got a lot of biosphere talking, a lot of shadow biosphere. It's crazy what's in there, dog.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff that we can't see.
That's because of the shadows.
Yeah. Very dark in there. You can't see inside that biosphere. I need to get my biosphere flashlight. The shadow stuff's really very, very interesting. I was reading the story. Are we recording? Oh, this is great. So this MIT psychologist, which I think is hilarious, mm-hmm. He came out. And he was like warning against this big idea about falling in love with AI.
Okay, yeah.
Where he's like, don't fall in love with AI.
Because they have to talk to you.
But it's really funny.
I can see how you could fall in love with AI.
Oh, very much so. But it's really funny the way he talks about it. Because you think, oh, misinformation. You know, we're going to let the robots in too deep. Like, is that what it is? Is it because it's stealing the way we codify our brains? But no.
In too deep is what we're going to be doing in these robots.
Yeah, right? Dude. Yeah. Honestly, just make them good at it. And
they
then
have
people
sex
will line up.
Robots. So do you think they could put an AI brain in the sex robot?
But the reason why the psychologist warned against it is he just straight up says, do not fall in love with the AI because it just pretends and does not care about you. Which sounds like the most emotion. Yeah. He's hurt.
Yeah.
He made this AI and he did not understand. No one will have sex with him. And he thought that maybe finally, if I've engineered a personality, maybe I can connect to it.
It's like the same. It's the same warning you give to people that like, don't fall in love with someone who works on Wall Street.
Ever once.
Yeah.
No. They
just
say
pretend to love you and then they'll just leave you.
Oh, yeah. Or anybody looking to try to train you in a sport,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're 10. And they're in there and they're telling yeah. you, oh, how great your legs are, how great your arms are, you know, and they're filling up your torso and they're telling you all this stuff about how you're going to jump better. You're going to jump bigger than the other kids. Never listen to them. They're just lying to you. They're looking for money.
Every adolescent coach should have to fuck a grown woman in front of a group of people just so we know they like fucking women.
Welcome to Side Stories. My name's Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson. One of the best points you've ever made. And I do agree.
Oh, you want to be a coach of the Boca Jets?
Oh, yeah. Have sex with a grown woman then.
Let's see it.
Okay? I want to see you get hard and make love to a traditional Christian woman. Because I got to see what you're capable of. All right, because you know what it is? Honestly, even if you are a pedophile, hide it.
Yeah.
Don't do it at work.
No, don't do it anywhere, but yes, especially
super
not at work.
Don't do it at work.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
also
extra
like,
a crime.
That's, you know, on top of that, it's child labor.
Then we're getting them taxes. And that's when the IRS is really going to get involved, and that's when a lot of people get in trouble. Once you're messing with people's taxes and stuff.
Yeah, man. IRS, man, stands for in some real shit.
Yeah, dog.
Well, I guess today I must have forgotten to put my long legs on.
Ooh.
Oh, just me.
Oh, I'm the doll maker.
Hi.
Did they steal that from us?
I honestly.
We saw long legs.
We saw long legs.
No spoilers.
It's very Murder Fist.
There is a little part of me that was like, did these guys see Dollmaker?
Yeah.
Did they know? Because
there's a good chance.
The fact that the term, and there's no spoilers here.
No.
The term evil satanic dollmaker was said and something that I was not in.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like things are getting close.
It's getting a little close.
It's getting a little close.
You know, we posted it last year.
Oh, we did.
On the Instagram. It did great.
Oh, it did. And Nick Cage, if there was someone I wanted to play the Dollmaker in a film.
Other than you.
It's him.
Yes.
I want it to be him.
I would actually cast him over you. No offense.
I would as well. How are we going to get this made? Do you think we're going to get it made? With me as the doll maker? No. Yeah. I would need to be, who'd I be? One of the boys.
Yeah, you'd have to be a boy.
Yeah, I'd have to be one of the little boys. But no, he didn't do the little boys, did he?
No, he just killed
the
families.
No,
families.
No, he did whole families. Sorry, I don't mean to spoil. No spoilers here. He killed an entire family. Many of them. But you don't even really see it, so it's not really a spoiler. Go check out Long Legged. It's very good, but it's definitely way more of a thriller.
Yes.
Than I thought it was going to be.
I think a lot of these movies, as much I really like Long Legs. I give it, you know, like 4 out of 5 stars.
I'd say 4 out of 5, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I find a lot of times with horror movies, they just don't stick the landing.
Well, I do think
that's
more,
my problem with the genre
the
in
key
general.
Is how you know a horror movie sticks the landing is they don't show it to you. I think that's the key, is that if you go, the third act.
My imagination is scarier than whatever you got. What if you're going
to
show me?
The shit that he said in private to me and to his wife.
Yeah.
Eddie is fucked.
Yeah, man.
So if you want to try to get to the center of this man's dark labyrinth of a mind, mm-hmm. we need to have something extra.
Yeah.
I had four-dicked tortoise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Standing up.
I removed.
Going, feed me, fuck me, feed me, fuck me.
I ripped off my own butt pussy lips.
See? That's his own. That's just from his mind. That's off the dome. That's the scariest thought he could think of. So don't come at him with no half-ass scares. All right, because to scare him means that you have to scare his idea of himself.
Whoa!
Oh, my long legs are on! He's great in it.
I mean, I love it. I can see how people would hate it, though.
The Guardian
gave it a bad review, and I'm like, shut up,
British. Go away.
Yeah, fuck you.
Get out of here, British, talking about our American movies.
Yeah, you leave us alone.
Whatever, British. You haven't helped anything else.
Yeah, you fuck it. You don't have any countries attached to you.
You know who would be good?
Who?
This is where Nick Cage as the evil doll maker would be good.
Mm-hmm.
As, what's his name? It was like Owsley?
I don't know what you're talking
about. His name in the movie.
Oh, I don't know.
I forget. But he, I've actually heard he's on the short list for Kamala.
Oh, yeah.
Because they need a white.
You're going to vote for Kamala Harris.
Hello. Yes, please have an abortion. Yes, please.
What we need is more puppets.
Listen, if you're going to have abortions, I'm loving it. Gotta do it over Zoom. Show the world. I love that about him. Love his verve. I actually heard she's calling up J.D. Vance herself.
That's great. He's going to run for VP on both
on
sides.
Both tickets. I can't wait.
It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait. I did a little bit of research, too, more so into, it's amazing that we've only been in this week for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so I went and I was reading about the, you guys remember that we had an attempted assassination of the former president of the United States?
When was this?
Oh, 10 days ago. I looked into it deeper because guess where that story went? It's gone.
Yeah,
it's
no
absolutely
one,
gone.
It's so funny. Like even when it happened on Saturday, we record on Tuesday. We put this out on Wednesday. No one gave a fuck anymore.
No one, it was already gone. Half the podcasts in the world had like banked episodes for the summer.
I feel like the Reagan assassination attempt is more topical.
Oh, Hinckley is way more in the news. Hinckley's trying to sell tickets right now.
Yeah, he was
the first one. Did you see he made a tweet that said violence should never enter into the political sphere? Like he did an anti-violence, political violence tweet, which was just like, first of all, he has Twitter.
Oh my
the
God.
A guy who tried to kill the president of the United States has Twitter. He gets to just go post about, like, he's trying to book shows.
They should give him OJ's account.
Let him run it every once in a while, like he used to do with Jake Notaro.
Yeah.
Have other people come in. Casey Anthony gets
former
to run it for
killers
a while.
Get to take over OJ's account.
Man. Nothing would make me happier.
Hello, Twitter world. Casey Anthony here.
Hey, just so you know, I'm single and a vagina is open for business.
Oh my God, John Hinckley said, give peace a chance.
Yeah, he literally
said.
Which
is a John Lennon quote.
And then straight up, which he ain't wrong, he says, give peace a chance. I was like, his top pinned tweet is, listen to Airplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel. It's my favorite album. It's great. It is a great album.
It's a phenomenal album.
I love it. And John Hinckley is really on the pulse. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And it's true because it says first, violence is not the way to go. Give peace a chance. And the second one was him decrying the use of cancel culture against him and his music career.
Yeah. It's a fair statement to say he's a victim of cancel culture. Well, I mean, you make your concerts free, man.
Yeah, dude. Do it on the street. Show me. Impress me. I listened to a couple of the songs. They are hauntingly interesting.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're fine.
Is he better or worse than Manson?
This is a Marcus question. Yeah. I think even with the Manson stuff, I think it's like fine as a novelty.
I tried listening to it.
He's got a nice voice. His lyrics make no sense.
I don't think he has a nice voice.
Well, if he wasn't Charles Manson and if he was somebody else, you might say he has a nice voice. Maybe. Yeah. I think you might.
I have his most recent album on vinyl that I bought.
Manson?
Yeah, Manson's album that he made in prison. I bought it on vinyl for me and Marcus.
I think I got
you one too. And yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. I don't have a vinyl player.
Yeah, I know. It's more of a memento.
I have it sitting up.
And it's one of the things I regret buying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because you're like, oh, I just gave $100 to Charles Manson.
Nah, he didn't get it. They go to like victim associations or the record companies and stuff like that. Don't worry. If there's a group of people that are bigger vampires than serial killers, it's the record companies. I think they figured out how to make sure that he didn't get any of that money. You know, they really get the lockdown on every penny they have access to. But originally, so I was talking about looking up the assassination and more about like the assassination attempt. And kind of what all went into it, because it was so mysterious. And I think in the end, my final take at what we did, because, you know, it went up and gone. We really have there are no real political motivations behind old Tommy Crooks. Mm-hmm. We know that the last thing he looked at was pornography. Can't find out what porno it was, but I actually have never related to somebody more.
Yeah, I mean, that's the last thing we looked at.
Oh, every day before I go to sleep. I must see two penises in a vagina just so I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And that's got nothing to do with the state of the country.
I'm more of like a nostril sex.
Oh, you like it? Hey, he just, that's him. That's what he's allowed to do. Again, horror movies. If you're going to confuse and scare Eddie, it's got to be worse than that.
Yes, please.
It has to be worse. But it seems like he just literally walked up a ladder. He was there hours before. They had flagged him as a... possible problem.
Mm-hmm.
He was carrying a rifle around, a huge bag and a scope, and they saw him look through. Hear it on video?
Yeah.
People being like, there's somebody on top of that building. Well, a bunch of cops don't care. That one cop went up, saw the gun in a very, just hearkened to the heroes of Uvalde. Yeah. He saw that gun and he did what any cop knows to do, run away. So that you could continue to be a cop in another day.
I will say he was dead to rights.
Oh, yeah.
His hands were on a ladder. He couldn't have pulled his own gun to protect himself.
That's his job.
But what, to get shot in the head for no reason?
Unfortunately, yes. It's his job to confront a man with a gun at a rally. That's his job. That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
He's supposed to take that bullet so that other people can hear the bullets come and shoot the other guy that is bad guy.
This is why cops need grenades.
Oh, hey, I've been saying
he
it.
He could have gone down that ladder, tossed a grenade on the roof, and everything would have been fine.
If we were allowed to live life how I play Halo, it'd be only grenades. But, and what apparently is one of the biggest nothing burger stories of the year, somehow, continues to be so, and there's nothing there. It really just seems massive, total, catastrophic failure of the Secret Service and the local police, and I think it's largely to do with the temperament of our former president. And that maybe,
well, he has his own personal security staff obviously has been fucking with the Secret Service forever.
Absolutely, and they told them, they knew that there was an active threat 10 minutes before he walked on stage.
Yeah.
I can, and maybe this is obviously total conjecture.
Yeah.
If you go to our former president and you say, hey, we want to hold because we want to do XYZ, and then that man probably says something along the lines of, I gotta get this fucking shit done because I gotta go blah, because he probably doesn't listen to a single thing that anybody has ever told him ever.
Yeah.
So he probably ran out there to be out there as fast as possible as soon as they told him not to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I will still say I believe he brought it upon himself. So we'll get there and we will find out. But we do know that Tommy Crooks was also looking where Biden was going to talk, and he was looking at a bunch of other stuff. So it was not president specific yet, it seems like.
Yeah, he was just down to kill anybody.
Yes, and then the Secret Service.
And then he got his AR-15 very easily.
Very easily. Super, super easily.
Yeah.
And it's also a super easy gun to shoot.
Yeah.
Looks fun.
Yeah. I've never shot an AR-15.
Only, it seems like it's so easy a child can use it. You know, it's very, very fun. Very, very fun. One day, Eddie, you and I,
yeah,
we'll defend the great nation of Burbank together.
There are so many AR-15s for sale in Burbank.
Very many. But yeah, that's all the kind of the research I did on that. There was really, and then nothing else really came out of it. Isn't that fucked?
Yeah.
And then, but I will, one more update. I did get some good bear advice.
Oh, there's plenty of bear advice.
Now, I'm not talking about being on scruff, because we all did learn, about that. We do know that that's for men of the more hirsute qualities.
Yeah.
And apparently they are on scruff. It's a little bit easier maybe to find a friend.
Yeah.
You know, versus just sex. That's what I heard.
We'll find out. That's the thing, you know. You guys got it all figured out.
They really do, man. We're wrong.
Just cut women out of this whole ordeal.
We don't have to ever deal with them ever again. Just hang out. Have an app. Seriously, dogs. It's like an app where dudes can go just fucking hang out.
Just imagine, like, being able to have sex and just, like, there's not a woman there.
Wow. Unbelievable. What that would be like. Just another fucking cool-ass guy. That's what I like seeing, man. Just me and my fucking boys slinging cum on top of each other.
You want to get a burger?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm already having one.
Yeah, dude. I came. I'm going to take a nap. And then we can go to Burger Town together, dude. It's the easiest thing. But that's not the update. The update is about bears. Mm-hmm. Now, according to this, so I said the perennial advice for all bears, which was brown lay down, black attack, white good night.
Yes.
And that it apparently is woefully over exaggerated and not correct anymore.
Okay.
So there's new stuff here. It says here, you suck a bear's dick. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm reading it wrong. So this is what you do. So encounters with grizzlies are circumstantial. This is according to one of our listeners.
Yeah, grizzlies will fuck you up.
Oh, yes. But now I'm also seeing that apparently grizzlies and brown bears are largely the same.
Yeah, they're friends.
They're similar, and they are, a lot of times, a grizzly can be confounded for a brown bear and vice versa.
It's like a golden retriever and a black lab. They're close.
Different colors.
Well, yeah, but they're not the same.
You're right. Now, encounters with grizzlies are circumstantial. A normal grizzly taken by surprise or a mama with cubs will be territorial and will want to neutralize the threat. Back away slowly, don't run, and only if you are attacked. Cover your neck and hide your face and be quiet. However, a predator grizzly, usually one that attacks a campsite, wants you to be food laying on the ground. So you have to fight back and be more trouble than it's worth to them. If you're in a group of three or more people, always stick together because they don't like groups. Black bears are generally shy unless they're too used to associating with people with food or otherwise really abnormal. A black bear that associates people with food will attack in frustration or perceive people as prey. If a black bear is aggressive, it is only because they want to eat you. And you have to fight back and never lay on the ground because they will sit on you and eat you while you are still alive.
Lots of noise.
Yeah, you go, ah, oh, oh, oh.
No, real big.
Oh, I just don't forgot my fuck long
you.
Leg.
Fuck you.
It's oh. Automatic.
That's what I would do.
Cuckoo.
Yeah,
I can go. Yeah. Cuckoo. Cuckoo. Sorry, I'm doing the Nick Cage acting. At what point do you say to Nick Cage, like, love what you're doing, Scott? We can't understand you. We don't know what's happening.
It's in the bag.
Cuckoo.
We're moving on.
Cuckoo.
I think we got the scene.
Yeah, you're actually right, Nick. Actually, we did grab it. Good work. Yeah. Do you think we can give me one with the line with
safety?
Yeah, you're right. Nick. You're right, Nick. It's over. Back to the bears.
Yeah.
Most importantly of all, just carry bear spray and have it ready in bear country.
Yeah.
It's extremely effective against bears and other aggressive animals. And it teaches them to stay away from humans, which potentially saves their lives, in addition to yours.
And be careful because bear spray rhymes with hairspray. Don't bring the wrong thing.
Don't bring hairspray unless you're trying to cut their hair, being a fun, creative person in the forest.
That's right.
But never try to do a bear's hair without them saying yes, because that's bear rape.
Yeah, and you know.
That's bear hair rape.
That is bear rape. There's a sad bear in Florida that we're not supposed to take selfies with.
It's because it's, honestly, it's a very sad story. We were going to cover this story.
I just briefly wanted to bring it up while we're talking about bears.
Yes, it's extremely sad.
DeSantis recently made it legal to kill bears in Florida, so thank you.
But technically, I think that bear is asking for it.
Yes.
So there's a bear just sitting sadly by a pole.
Yeah, people
are taking pictures of it, and it's because it's extremely distressed because its natural environment is being destroyed.
Yes.
And it has nowhere to go. So it's a young adolescent bear, and it has nowhere really to spread, and so it's sitting by a pole because it's all fucked up. But then that's also the type of bear that's more likely to attack you because it's got nowhere to go.
I saw a fun bear story on Instagram Reels I'd like to talk about. I don't know if this is real, but I love the story. An albino grizzly bear. They found it in Montana. So they're like, this polar bear is like too far away from up north. And so they took it and they brought it back to the Arctic. And then it's like, why isn't this polar bear getting along with the other polar bears? Because it's an albino grizzly bear.
Whoa.
And so somebody noticed and they sent it back to where it's from.
They sent it back?
And then someone else found the bear and they're like, this polar bear's lost. And like, they sent it back again. And then someone's like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why would you do this? The unluckiest bear in the world.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're the called
bear.
The unluckiest bear in the world. Albino grizzly bear mistaken for a polar bear sent to the Arctic 5 times. Jesus Christ. That's a children's book. That is a children's book about not understanding people's origins.
It just keeps getting captured and sent back to the Arctic.
At this point, he must be like, do I get my diamond status? Like, do I get scooped up by Delta each time? That's amazing. That's extremely sad.
It's very sad, but also, unfortunately, hilarious.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't even, you could tell it's a grizzly bear by the shape of its head.
Yeah,
you could. A polar bear head looks very different than a grizzly bear head.
It does. It is a thinner head. It definitely is it more look like a normal, well, not a polar bear.
Yeah.
Well, it's white.
Mm-hmm. Well, either way.
Well, have you spoken with Kamala Harris about running for vice president?
Oh, man.
Live from your grave.
All right, these are the updates. You want to do, let's do these first stories.
Oh, yeah, here's an update. Yeah. This one's a big one. You know, we were talking about they cut out Joey Chestnut. They banned him.
Well, so I will say, I do find it interesting is that Joey Chestnut did go and get an advertising deal with Impossible Meat.
Yeah.
And then he broke away from the OG hot dog eating championship because it fucked with his ad deal that he made, right? That is really why he didn't do it. But then,
Nathan's banned him.
Well, because it was all a thing because there was a little bit of a marketing kerfluffle.
He said he's willing to come back.
It is a marketing thing. They're going to come back around and do some form of Joey Chestnut comes.
If he comes back, I'm definitely watching.
Of course. Yeah. Because there's no way they didn't suffer a loss.
Yeah.
This year, not having Joey Chestnut involved. I know that he didn't. Yes. He's banned from Coney Island. He takes his... Yeah, because now he's going on to Fort Bliss. Where's Fort Bliss?
Oh, yeah. He went to an army base and took on like 4 people at once and beat them.
Of course he did. He's literally a better athlete than Tom Brady.
He literally took on the army and won.
We pitched him into trying to roast for the Tom Brady roach several times. Yes. He said we got to get him in there.
I legitimately pitched Joey Chestnut and no one listened to
me. It should have been him.
And then I ended up not working on the roast at all.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
All right. But because I will not because, but happenstance, cheating scandal rocks Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
This shit's coming out now. This is like 2 weeks after the fact. They're looking back over footage.
This actually came out on July 10th, but I found the article late.
Oh, wow.
But this man by the name of Weary stole a plate from a competitor to inflate his total. Weary denies the claim, although he admits there might have been some confusion. Nick Weary, the fourth place finisher, still fourth place.
This is the thing. I feel like that's such a loser move.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a loser move to cheat in fourth place.
And it's then still get fourth place.
Still get fourth place. That's fucking...
You don't even move up to third.
That's garbage.
And you get ready for this? His wife won the women's competition, and she ate 51 hot dogs.
So she ate more hot dogs than he did legally.
Yes.
Wow, she's hot.
Oh, yeah. No, she's very attractive.
She's attractive. He's gross.
He's gross. He's got I hate the sight of this guy.
He looks like a xenomorph.
Yeah, he was credited with eating 46.75 hot dogs on July 4th, but that figure grew to 51.75 on the Major League Eating website.
Oh, dude, this is something else, buddy. This isn't even about the... This is not about the hot dog eating competition. This is about an in-house competition between him and his wife. And I think his wife... The more she surpasses him, I can kind of see the fact that she might be not as attracted to him.
Oh, of course. She's definitely a fucking way better person than he is. And I'm sure they will break up by the time this episode comes out.
If she found out, and if this is how she finds out, I hope so. Please come to the show. What's her name? SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
her name is Mickey Sudo.
You tell Mickey Sudo we want to talk to you, and I think you should leave him.
That's the thing. And the reason he did it is once you eat more than 50 hot dogs, you go into another bracket in the Major League Eating.
38% tax bracket?
Yeah.
Yeah, no or no? Does it affect your taxes at all? You just become an official professional fat fuck.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you get to 50 hot dogs in one sitting in that amount of speed, like that is... I mean, that is a large, that's an insane amount of hot dogs.
Yeah. So so he said, if the MLE determines I was miscounted, then fix my number. My placing did not change if that was the case. I would never want to take placing or number I didn't earn, Weary said.
Oh, yeah,
I would never
cheat
a contest.
But he did, though, did he? Didn't he?
I mean, where these five hot dogs come from.
I want to know. So does each plate...
Each plate has five hot dogs on it. And at the end, they count how many empty plates there are, and then they minus however hot dogs are left on the last plate.
Well, my question is there are no... So in a hot dog or any sort of major league eating competition, I'd love to know. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. There's no form
of... We should talk to Barry Rothbard about this.
Oh, yes. I could talk to Barry. Actually, we know some competitive eaters.
Yeah.
Bring them in. I wonder if there is... Like they do in other sports. Like, is there no slow-mo cam?
I mean,
is there no, like,
I think
camera?
It's so chaotic.
There's no
up
camera
there.
Above. I'm actually surprised if there's this much advertising involved and prize money involved that they don't have some form of, like, above camera watching their actions. Because it would be so easy for them to bring in empty plates if it's that amount of chaos at the end. Because that's the idea, right? It's like he's obviously playing off the chaos.
Where are you going
to
hide the plates? In your shirt? How do you know what kind of plates they are before you get there?
They fucking learn how to cheat in professional chess using automated butt dildos.
I know.
They will figure it out.
Yeah.
They know how to get the plates in there. These people sit and thinking about, they sit and they think, how can I get the plates in there? All day. Look at Tommy Crooks. He had a dream. Tommy Crooks just wanted to do one thing, shoot somebody that would make him super famous. Mm-hmm. Right?
And I guess it worked.
He looked for the gap. Right, so the same thing. This guy, he obviously knew he was going to do this because he's a bitch and he's upset about the fact that his wife ate more hot dogs than him. But guess what? Your wife's a better person than you, dude.
Yeah, she's a better athlete.
She's a competitor and she's a winner, all right? And I think that she could be a model.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if
sure.
we come down to LPN, honestly, we're starting a modeling agency.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. We're starting a modeling agency. I'm looking for, honestly, my big thing is, remember, you've seen Tuchuki?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Marcus showed Tuchuki on the stream.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, Tuchuki!
Oh, yeah, I love Tuchuki. Yeah. I remember Tuchuki.
It's T-U space C-H-U-C-K-Y, Rob. Tuchuki is going to be my first guy.
Okay, you're hiring Tuchuki?
I'm going to, as a model.
As a model.
I like guys the shapes of loaves of bread. I want Tuchuki. He's my name, just be Chuki. I'm Tuchuki.
When you say it like that, I remember.
Yes, I want him to be in a thing. I want him to be on television. I want him to have a, you know, he doesn't have a social media presence, I guess. But I'm going to find him, and I want to put him in some sexy heels mm-hmm. and a corset, and I want him to be the new bisexual, tiny person, fucking representative of the country. And if I get a tall, slim woman who's eating hot dogs, fucking, that's incredible. The first Tofi.
Yeah.
You know what Tofi is?
Yeah, thin on the outside, fat on the inside.
Yeah. And that's good. for modeling.
Is it?
I don't know.
I imagine it catches up with you.
I mean, yeah, it's bad for your health. Eating hot dogs competitively is the same as tasting heroin competitively.
Yeah.
It is the same amount of destruction you're doing to your body.
You think so?
Hot dogs are probably, even though I know Jackie, I already can hear Jackie fucking screaming like a petulant.
Henry, I'm so nitrates
are why she sounds like that.
Yeah.
If she didn't eat that many hot dogs, she probably wouldn't be like, Henry, why are you always making fun of me?
Yeah.
Right? Hot dogs are considered unhealthy because they are high in fat, sodium, and preservatives. That's right, Rob.
Thank you. They also
contain nitrates. As a food preservative, you're poisoning yourself from the inside out. But at the same time, they are delicious in moderation.
That's right, man.
As are all things.
What do you think is the right amount of hot dogs to eat before it's too many? I say three.
In one sitting?
Yeah.
Technically, if I'm going to eat hot dogs, I've decided that day is for hot dogs.
Okay. You don't mix and match?
Oh, no, I do.
Okay.
If I'm eating hot dogs, though, yeah, I'll end up eating two. But the way I do it, I'll do two to three. But if I'm eating three, the last two probably haven't had a bun.
Yeah.
That's how I cheat.
Know what I do at a barbecue, two dogs. At a hot dog stand, three to four.
You're just hanging out?
Yeah.
You just hang out in front of a hot dog stand like you're an old-timey baseball
player? Or a hot
player?
Dog restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that's different. That's a restaurant.
Yeah.
If you're just standing outside of a cart housing a bunch of dogs, I feel like eventually people would assume that you're some kind of weird
bitch. Well, I'll buy them and take them to a bench, and if I got to go back, I'll go back.
No more for you!
You kidding me? They love me.
No more for you!
The World Health Organization has classified processed meat like hot dogs as... Say that word for me.
Carcinogenic to humans.
Okay.
And eating just one hot dog a day could increase the risk of colorectal cancer by 18%.
Yeah, but that's a hot dog a day. That's 365 hot dogs a year.
What's Joey Chestnut doing to build up his way to the hot dogs? That's why he's switching to the Impossible meat. That's what's hard.
Oh, my God.
That's
his asshole must look like the fucking plague.
Oh, you know his asshole must be the same exact size and shape of Rosie O'Donnell's face. Or just like, it's like he's got one of those things where if his shit could press out cookies, like made of shit, yeah, right, in his shape, they would be in a swastika.
Yeah, it's cold.
And not because he's anti-American, just because of how all the polyps would force it into a swastika shape.
Oh, man, a swastika made out of hot dogs.
Complicated.
How many hot dogs is that? Five?
Let me do the swastika hot dog now.
I think it's six, yeah.
No, yeah, because do you call them wings of a swastika?
Yeah.
What do you call that? I would cut.
Yeah, Rob, Google how many
hot dogs swastikas
make a swastika.
Oh, it doesn't say, new search item.
Yeah.
This will be fine.
Oh, yeah.
This will be fine. Ancient.
Your swastika spelling is horrible.
Yeah. You need to work on that, Rob. You need to be able to say that more. At least, thank God it doesn't autocomplete.
No, they don't know. They don't know.
They haven't done science yet.
We'll have to make a Quora entry.
Yeah, they'll have to do that. That's one of those write-ins I'll do if I give it to like a breast cancer thing, yeah, or if I give it to one of those things. Be like, hey, can you also do some research on how many hot dogs it takes to make a swastika? Oh, wow.
No one's done it.
No, four dogs. Why is there swastikas on that one hot dog?
Yeah, hold on. Hold one of these up. I got to count real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow, a whole package.
Yeah, 8 hot dogs.
What a waste.
Or like a couple footlongs.
What a waste.
Yeah.
Why do this?
Certainly don't use Hebrew National.
No. It actually will not form into a swastika.
It won't allow
itself. No. Now, this is...
An upside down cross, though.
Man, I want to... it always does work.
Satanic hot dog. Satanic barbecue is actually a really good idea.
Hail Satan!
Oh, yes. I wanted to stay in the... athlete world. Oh,
yeah, we
want to
talk about the Olympics. Yeah.
Yes, the Olympics. Olympic diver Tom Daley and more show off that the cardboard anti-sex beds athletes get aren't really are strong enough to hold sex.
Well, isn't that idea? They are specifically anti-sex beds.
Yeah, they made them. They made beds out of cardboard for the Olympic athletes because the Olympic athletes, as everyone knows, fuck a bunch.
Oh.
Whenever they go to the Olympics, they just bang because they're the hottest people in the world,
and they do nothing but train and work, and they're all nerds.
They're trained for fucking.
Yeah, people don't know that they're also like socially inept.
It's like the first time they all get along with everybody.
Well, everybody's the same. Everybody's a workaholic. Everybody's like the type of dedication it takes to be an Olympic athlete is insane.
Even the losers are winners.
Oh yes, of course, because you had to be. You had to win to get there.
Yeah,
you had to win to go lose on the international stage.
Yeah, but they started this in 2021 in Tokyo. They started making the beds for the Olympians out of cardboard to keep them from fucking so much. But
yes,
the beds apparently in Paris were made too well, and they can fuck on them.
I think they could fuck on the floor.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll fuck in the bathroom. They'll
Why
fuck anywhere.
Why do they want them to not fuck is my question.
I do believe, I said this before, I know for a while they were talking a little bit about the spread
curfew.
Of the spread of STDs.
Who cares?
So I think that is technically an issue.
Do you think chlamydia makes you a worse weightlifter?
No, but it will, yes. Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, if you're pissing goop, your head's not going to be in the game.
But you're not going to get the goop until next year.
But that's, it takes some, the goop comes pretty fast.
If you get an STD, if you fuck someone with an STD at the Olympics, that STD isn't going to show up on you until like at least a month later.
But I do believe that sometimes if you do when you do get an STD, something like herpes, in that moment, it feels more like you're sick. Like you get sick first. And then the thing comes up. From what I've heard,
we obviously don't have herpes.
Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Can herpes really hurt your skiing?
Yeah.
I'd love to know. Because, in 2020, the Tokyo Olympics, they said they had no sex. Sex ban was placed because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh.
So there's like, sure, that makes sense. But also,
they don't want them all getting COVID.
But I also think that there's more human things here at play. I think it's stuff like, two people might share some intimate knowledge about the way they're going to approach a sport that is probably considered proprietary for each country. And so think about how often we talked about this with the Manhattan Project. There were sex workers that were used specifically to get a guy fucking hard as fuck. Like you get him as hard, you get him right to coming, and then you go like, so where are you going to be on Thursday? And then you start getting all the covert information from him because you're holding the cum in your hands, right?
Yeah.
We're like, all it takes is one person, maybe this is planning too far ahead, but it does seem like you could go and seduce somebody from another team and then find out stuff that they're planning to do.
I feel like I couldn't even tell you my own name before I come.
That's exactly it. But I do think that you black out and you'll say anything.
You think
you'll say and think about this. Let's say somehow you're in the Paris Olympics back area, which I think you'd be there because you're a caterer or a janitor.
I'm definitely cooking.
Yeah, and now you're there and you're some kind of caterer and a woman that is there. Like, let's say though, let's take this out. Let's say at the Olympics there was a catering competition on top of it.
Okay.
Right? And you have an award-winning...
Sliders.
Award-winning sliders, and the recipes you have for your sliders are very, very secret. And it has taken you all the way to the international stage of slider making.
You want
to
know the problem with me as an American slider maker? My secret recipe includes Russian dressing.
What the living fuck? It's collusion. Call Mueller. Where's Mueller at? I don't even remember him. I don't even know what he does. But think about this. Somebody could seduce you and try to steal those secrets from you, and then they using it for their own. I still feel like that's real competitors. Those are real competitors that will take anything. That's what you're in the
sea
of.
But do you think like a gymnast like has a tip that another gymnast doesn't know?
Maybe. I bet you there has to be like things that people do in competition that is different, that gives people edges all the time. There must be. Because they always like, look at like, Bill Belichick, right? Wasn't he kind of famous for being a cheater?
Yes.
And so like,
cheated against the Dolphins when they were the worst team in the league.
But mostly it was like, it's not even so much cheating as it's like win at all costs.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
These losers. You can't trust them.
I will say.
What's happening though? This is Summer Olympics, right?
Let them fuck. It starts this week. I love the Olympics. You don't care about sports that much. I think the Olympics are a lot of fun.
I'm more interested in just kind of like just sports or whatever, but mostly I watch it to pass time.
Yeah.
And I do get interested in certain players.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch them.
Yeah.
Do things.
Know what I like about the Olympics? It's like the one time every 4 years that you can like yell at another country, you know, the people
legally
from another country.
Well, that's what
it's for. Can get mad. Yeah.
That's what's for. Yeah. I guess the Olympics are coming up there. We're not really doing a lot of coverage here, but.
Yeah.
But it's, and speaking of Olympics, this is a sport that really needs. I'm really just even angry at the fact that this is not at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Mukbang.
Yes.
Now, those of you that don't, that say that mukbang, which is the act of binge eating large piles of food for people's pleasure on the internet, people say that, oh, it's not a sport. It's just you getting big. Then tell me, why did this person fucking die doing it?
Unfortunately, we lost a great mukbanger. This
top one, Mount Rushmore of China, of mukbangs.
Yeah, Pan Zhaoting, a 24-year-old Chinese streamer specializing in mukbanging, eating large quantities of food for viewers' enjoyment, died during her live stream due to consuming too much food.
This is pretty crazy. So I did not know. It's also what's interesting
here
about...
She is. They give her name, but they cover her eyes in this picture for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't. They cover... There's something extremely sad about this picture of this young woman just housing a chicken tender while her eyes are blurred out. Like she's an Epstein.
They'll give us her name and her like age, but they won't show her picture
pupils,
for some reason.
I don't know. And so in China, which I do find it was interesting, they had cracked down in the mukbang streams in 2020 because they viewed it as a waste of food.
Yes. Well, they should have been busy with something else.
You're right. And then so like the offenders, people were getting fines up to 10,000 won, $1,400 American. But they're still very popular. Mukbang is everywhere. I think that mukbang is still like people seem to like it. I think it's the, you know what I think it is about mukbang? Of all of the other weird kind of, it's not necessarily a paraphilia, but like something like this, like an eater thing. I do understand because I do feel like it. The lady or man looks like they're doing it in like a feverish pace.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be sexy, right?
Well, it's supposed to be, yeah, you're supposed to see their effort, watching them expand, seeing them cover with the food.
Why do I like Joey Chestnut, but I don't like mukbanging?
Because Joey Chestnut,
like what? Like what's wrong? What is like going on with my brain?
You know, honestly, you know why? I think that you and I are very, maybe in a way, There's a toxic masculinity inside of us,
mm-hmm,
that searches for competitions to win.
Yeah.
And we like that Joey Chestnut uses it as an objective to win.
16-time champion.
He is a man that largely has no other abilities, mm-hmm, right? He's a true American hero. He arrived and he made hot dog eating his moon landing.
Yeah.
And he made a life out of it and he went and he won. He's not some loser. He's not a third placer. He's not hiding in fourth place, stealing plates from his wife.
He only wins, yeah.
Right? He only wins, right? That's why we like him. The thing about this lady, just mukbang, my thing is eating with no goal. That's what I do.
Yeah.
So why would I care if you do it?
That's very true. That
I do that. I eat with no goal 24/7.
When's the last time you got sick on food?
Oh, not that long ago.
Yeah, me neither. I ate too much sushi really recently.
We went to, honestly, it was really good. It was a restaurant in the valley. It was some Italian place, and it was really nice, but we way over-ordered, and I just fucking... I was in that mood where I was like, I'm not taking it home.
Yeah.
I'm eating it fucking here. I want it now. And I ate all of it, and I was upset with myself.
Hell yeah.
Because Night Horse came to dinner.
Yeah, and also I think it's the word mukbang is an upsetting word.
Yeah, sure. So this is the thing.
Rob really wants us to read this.
So mukbang, it's a South Korean term. It translates to eating show or eating broadcast. It's a popular online genre of video where a host, known as a mukbang, eats food while interacting with viewers. Now, this is why this is according to Google's AI, why they like mukbang. Entertainment. They say that mukbang creates a sense of community. Vicarious satisfaction or satiation. Some viewers watch mukbang instead of eating. Ooh, that's sad. That's not good. Parasocial effect. They said they mukbang can have a similar effect to watching television characters. I don't know what television you're watching.
Homer Simpson.
I guess, but even he's not eating most of the time. Most of the time he's doing foibles that lead to adventures. People like the sounds of the eating, which I've heard according to some of our more, I'm going to say, ignorant reviews of Good Pud. Where they seem to attack the sounds of eating, but they don't understand that's the sound of life. That's the sound of the blood rolling through our veins.
Yeah, good put. Go check it out.
And the education. People sometimes say mukbang videos can sometimes be educational.
I don't think that's true.
No.
Yeah. It's like, tacos? Where are those from?
Taco Town. Let's eat some. All right. So this woman, Pan Zong Ting, the thing about her was that this woman was fucking crazy.
She used to be a waitress and people used to mukbang at her restaurant. And she saw that they were getting gifts and stuff. So she's like, I want to be a mukbanger.
Why am I working?
Ended up killing her.
She literally was like, why should I work? I want to be a mukbang star. So they became, but apparently it's very competitive. And so Pan kept struggling to be more extreme. So technically, Pan had already been hospitalized once with a ruptured stomach. Her stomach's ruptured. They don't say what food that she was eating.
We do see chicken tender.
Ooh.
Mm. Yes. I love it. I am hungry.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at that. Honestly, it looks pretty good. Now, this is here. So she continued to stuff her face. At one point, she was hospitalized. She was diagnosed with gastric bleeding.
The food was undigested. That's how they know it killed her.
Well, that's the brutal part, is that it had expanded her stomach. She ate herself to the point. Pan started coming up with all sorts of extreme challenges, such as eating nonstop for at least 10 hours a day, consuming over 10 kgs of food per streaming session. So eventually, then when they found her and she died alive on stream, she collapsed on stream and she died live.
We all die alive.
But she was streaming live. She was streaming live, which is technically weirdly what she was searching for. And I will say, just so you know, this is the never-ending series of diminishing returns that all internet content creators are lashed to.
Maybe this is how I let Rambo go out.
Mukbang.
Mukbang.
You'd be
Make
sad.
Some money on mukbanging for Rambo. He'd fucking go. He would like to go out.
I know. But he'd be sad. He'd be like the guy. I was watching that Renfair documentary, which I didn't particularly like, but I liked the first episode.
Everybody really wanted me to watch it, and I just couldn't get into it.
That's right. But the one thing,
I don't even want to go to the Renfair.
I love the Renfair. It was just, honestly, sadly, I watched it, and I thought it would be more pleasant, and it's more unpleasant and sad. It makes me sad. But the guy that ran one of the guy who's like the main focus of one of the episode, he's an old, old man, and he said, I wish there could be a service that I could call and die how I want to die, which is, he's like, I'm 98 years old. I want to be fucked to death. I want a woman to ride me until I just die with her on top of me. It's the only thing I care about, and that was what he was spending the last months of his life looking for.
Should go to Cat House.
I know, but at Cat House, they get mad if you die in there. He was looking for someone whose one job was to literally come and suck and fuck him until he just died. And she knew she was going to be there and sucking and fucking him until he died.
J.D. Vance.
J.D. He's
Vance
the one, yeah, he loves
fucking
it.
Suck him until he dies.
Man, that J.D. Vance would love to fucking suck him until he died.
Yeah.
Right? Because isn't he doing that with Peter Thiel?
Yeah, I think J.D. Vance.
He has sex with Peter Thiel, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, Peter Thiel's like owns him.
I don't know if it's sex as much as it's just straight fucking.
Just cum?
Yeah, I don't think there's any kissing.
Yeah, he's eating cum.
Yeah.
But some people love eating cum, so I hope he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't want to kink shame J.D. Vance.
No, I love that he loves it. He's got a big bear face. He looks like he's got the perfect beard to collect a bunch of little icicles of cumlets from a big old billionaire. I think that he loves it. I can see the frosting and by his lips.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, hopefully, I'm good for him.
Yeah, make me an effigy.
How do I get in there?
Live from your grave.
No, so Pan, sadly, she's gone, but according to the Olympics, they're still not going to let it in there because they...
No mukbanging.
There's no mukbanging, and I think
you know what the new sport is this year?
What?
Flag football.
Is that serious?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Flag football?
Who gives a shit?
In France?
Yeah.
Doesn't every country add something they're known for?
Yeah.
But didn't we add, like,
breakdancing? In 2028, we're adding breakdancing. LA is.
Flag football?
Yeah. Flag football.
In Paris?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I guess they're too scared to play normal football.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Why would you? I don't think of flag football in Paris. I think of that in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, or like on college campuses.
Very strange. Very interesting.
So flag football.
Oh, but it's for ladies.
And men.
And men?
Yeah.
Is it co-ed teams?
No. Nothing's co-ed in the Olympics.
That'd be cool.
Co-ed Olympics?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Obviously, the lady eaters are just as good as the male eaters.
We now know for a fact, and that sometimes the husbands have to cheat because they're fucking bitches.
That's right.
And that's dumb. And that was dumb of them. All right. Here we go. I do want to talk before we get out of this. So just guys, so you know, I send stuff to Ed.
Yeah.
Often.
And it's usually really upsetting.
And I like to do it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that...
For those of you who don't know, when Henry and I were roommates back in the day, he used to put pictures of dead people in my pillowcase.
Yes. Yes, I did. But it was fun to do. Right? Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny.
I would wake up in the middle of the night and I pull a picture out of my pillowcase and I'd be like, fuck, not another dead woman.
But it was just because I had access to the pictures.
You had access to the pictures because you were working at a photo lab at CVS and a lot of people were taking pictures of dead people.
And then they're not
at
picking them up.
Funerals. They were not, these aren't criminals. These are pictures of funerals.
And they wouldn't pick up the pictures.
They wouldn't pick up the pictures and Henry would take them home and put them in my pillowcases.
Scared the shit out of him. And honestly, it was
so
a lot of
fun. So this has been going on for like 20 something years.
So I send him stuff from time to time to also, now that we got to, right? Now you have to read the stuff I send.
Yeah, now you employ me to torture me.
Yeah, and I like that about this arrangement.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it because I sent him.
It's actually a nice arrangement.
It is, and we're having fun. Now, this story is, this came out last year, but I can't believe I missed it. And the only reason why I wanted to talk about it just real quick was more just showing what I send to Eddie. I'll send you off on your own adventure because I never went into this. Jessica Camilleri, who's serving a maximum sentence of 16 and a half years right now for beheading her mother, Rita Camilleri. And this is in Sydney, Australia. So I do want to, when we go, see who else we know about. This woman, Jessica Camilleri, the only way to really describe her is that she is the female Mike Myers.
Yeah.
She was born extremely violent and spent her entire childhood extremely
just
violent.
Fighting women.
Fighting every woman.
Yeah. A couple dudes,
around.
But she liked dudes.
She was obsessed, sexually obsessed with men.
Yeah.
Hated women. So she would glom on to men inappropriately. Like, so starting as a little girl, doing stuff like grabbing men by their crotches, weird with the teachers.
Yeah.
Weird. But then at the same time, becoming extremely hostile and getting kicked out of every single help home. And I mean every single place. She gets put in and she gets kicked in. And then she gets
fought
kicked out.
Almost every woman she ever saw.
Jessica Camilleri then gets to be an adult and she gets like big. She's Bella Gunness size.
Yeah. And this isn't like an insult to big people. She's just powerful and scary.
She's built like a fucking linebacker.
Brick shithouse.
Yes.
Is, I think, the term.
That's the term. She is like, she got a big, scary smile if you look at her thing.
Yeah.
She attacks people by grabbing them by the head and smashing their face down to the ground.
Usually ripping the hair out of their heads.
She did it time and time again. And she kept doing it and attacking people. Then she got into phony phone calls where she saw numbers.
She would fall in love with somebody.
Yes. And what she would do is she had this kind of form of synesthesia, apparently, where she would see numbers in a sequence of numbers, and they would make her feel a certain way, and she'd become obsessed, and she'd dial random numbers in the phone. That's how she got the numbers, and she began to make thousands of calls to various people. And then
people in Indonesia,
everywhere,
all over the world.
Everywhere. And then she'd get fixated on one person for a while and call them. I'm not exaggerating. They're saying upwards of 300 to 500 times a day.
Yeah.
Calling and calling and calling and calling and calling. And when they pick up, if it's a man, she starts saying about how I want you to fuck me. I want to suck your dick. Seeing really, really intense stuff. Mm-hmm. When they finally say, like, ma'am, I don't know who this, please stop. It slowly turns into, I'm going to find you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to behead you, I'm going to play with your guts. She starts getting this obsession with horror movies.
It's Baby Reindeer meets Halloween.
Yes, it is. This lady's scary. Eventually, she attacks a bunch of people at a... She, like, the mom has done everything possible. I think Rita Camilleri,
like
the victim,
mom,
did everything in her path. Every single thing she could possibly do. This is one of those stories, like an Adam Lanza style, where Jessica Camilleri, in no uncertain terms, was just born incorrect.
Yeah. No, she's just a violent person and is going to be violent no matter what.
She then, her mom, finally in the last straw, saying, we are going to institutionalize you. It's over. Jessica Camilleri flips out, uses over 7 knives to stab her mother in the neck, face, and upper torso to the point.
Over 100 times.
Over 100 times, breaking knives in the process.
She had 95 defensive wounds. That means she was alive for most of the attack.
Most of it. And then she literally used her body weight to then twist her head the rest of the way off.
Yeah.
And then called the police on herself. And I believe we have the 911 call.
Yeah, no, it's upsetting. Yeah, she took the head and brought it into the front yard for a little while.
Yeah, she was playing with the head for a while. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She said it was self-defense.
And then she had a neighbor call the cops for her.
Yes, because she went to a neighbor saying, help, my mom tried to attack me. I defended myself. And then the neighbor saw that she was covered in blood with a decapitated head. And I tell you what, that guy kept it cool.
He really did.
Because he really...
Kudos to him.
He really was like, you might want to send someone to the house right now. You might want to send someone.
And then, so you have the 911 call?
Yeah.
All right. It's not that long. It's only 2 minutes.
Hello, this is Alison from Police Emergency. We just received a call from this number.
Yes, I need you to get the ambulance and the police out here immediately.
To which address?
128 St. Clair Avenue. Please come. I need you. This is our immediate life or death situation.
Which suburb or town is that in?
St. Clair.
Okay, so 128 St. Clair Avenue, St. Clair. And what's the nearest crossroad, please?
What's the nearest one? Listen, can you talk to the neighbour? I'm flustered. Can you just talk in?
Rochford Street, is it?
Because my hand's bleeding, yeah. Thank you. Can you talk to... What? Oh, my finger's broken. I can't...
Yeah.
What's happened?
Her finger's broken.
I don't know. It was just at home, but she just came in screaming for help, and when suddenly I opened the door, she said, just help me and call the police or ambulance. And she said to me, she had a fight with her mom, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, she had a fight with her mom.
My mom tried to stab me, and I killed her, I think.
So did she just say her mom tried to stab her?
I don't know, because...
Yes, yes. Yeah. In self-defense, I think I killed her. Yeah. Can you tell them to come immediately?
Yeah, can you please just come immediately, please?
Okay, so she believes that she may have killed her mother?
Mom has had enough of me, because I admit I've been a challenge, and this ongoing thing has been going for months anyway. She had enough of me. She grabbed me by the hair and dragged me from my room all the way to the kitchen, and she got a knife and she tried to stab me with it, and I grabbed the knife off her because I thought she was going to stab me, so I stabbed her back, and I was so heated up with anger I just kept stabbing her, and I took off her head.
Yeah. It's the way she kind of lightly drops that in at the end. So she is,
That's also her move that she, said her mom did,
well,
which is
exactly,
grab someone by the hair and pull her down.
It's literally all that. That's what she did time and time again. So she's arrested. She gets up. She goes to jail.
When the EMTs come, she starts screaming, can you put the head back on her?
See, that's why everyone's like, ugh, you know? So they thought that maybe there might be some issues here. So they went, and when she was arrested... She got tried for, and then they do to her, honestly, she has a learning disability.
There's definitely something, she had a 55 IQ.
Yes, so there's something going on here that's beyond that, right?
Yeah.
And so they came in, they first said, well, we can't try her then as essentially completely competent, so she got some.
But she does know the difference between right and wrong because she lied about what happened.
And she tried to cover
it
up.
Get out of it, yeah.
Yes, and so yes, she definitely knew.
Also, we're leaving out the fact that there was a little kid there that she sliced in the face who lived.
And that kid lived, and that kid tried his best to save his mom, and also the kid went and hid and saved themselves.
And then the cops found him.
But I it's just interesting because at first she got 25 years, and then they appealed. They brought it down 16 and a half years. Since she's been in prison, she has attacked a half a dozen people.
More.
She just attacked two prison guards at once. This chick's fucking intense.
Yeah.
She got fucking pulled on people's. She got it. She attacked two prison guards recently. They have not added to her time yet. She ripped the hair from their heads. They have quit working at the prison. They've quit being prison guards because of working with her.
I imagine
that's how frightening she was.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. Because
she's going to get out.
Obviously, this person should not be among society.
What do you
but
do?
But I also don't believe in imprisoning people their entire life.
You and I are the same in that way. Well, what do you do when somebody
is a broken human? If we were all dogs, the dogs would kill this dog.
Yes.
Right? But we're humans, and so we can't do that.
What do you do with somebody? I thought it was interesting how we had their one letter where he said his son was talking about these cannibalistic impulses and they got him into therapy. But you really got to get him very, very young.
I feel like this woman no matter what.
Yes. They have to then respond to the treatment, which is extremely difficult. So what do you do with a very, because we do know there's a very small section of the population that are
broken.
This level of, I'm going to say, Is it broken? Is it unhelpable? Like, there's something about like somebody where they're too far gone, like a Ted Bundy or like one of these things. What do we do with these people?
Well, we killed him.
Well, we did. Eventually, after he escaped and ran away and did a bunch of stuff. So he, So I just thought that was a fucked a crazy story.
It is an insane story.
You could go into it. It was one of my favorite true crime websites. I believe it's Dreading did the story on them, which was great.
So shout out to Sydney. If you know her, come to the show.
Her name's not Sydney. That's Jessica.
Jessica's from Sydney.
Yeah, from Sydney.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to be performing in Sydney.
Well, she's in jail for at least a couple. She'll be in jail for another 10 years at least.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, some of her friends.
Oh, yeah. If you know her, yeah, come on by. Yeah, please. Also, six people. There's actually not much more to the story. This is another mystery that I hope to uncover more over the next couple of weeks. Six people entered into a Bangkok hotel at this little room. So essentially, they all got together for a meeting.
Seven people. And six were found dead, and they can't find the seventh person.
No, they now believe that the person that poisoned all of them was in the room.
Oh, okay.
They do believe that whoever it was that poisoned them was in the room and died as well.
Oh, so they're trying to figure out which of those six people that are dead was the one who poisoned everybody?
Apparently, well, what I think it is that there's information that we just are not privy to yet because they're going through it. But
it's in Bangkok.
Yes. There were six people in a hotel room. They got room service together. Apparently, one of them was some form of investor. And that the others were people that had given this investor a certain amount of money. And I guess according to some rumors, one of the theories is that an investment went wrong. Mm. And that something happened here. And if it wasn't the person that was in charge of the investment or the person that was like brought the group in. Because a lot of times with investments, what will happen is that like one person will like bring in like a couple of people from the outside with them into a situation. So it sounds like I don't know who it was. Then poisoned everybody. So they know that there was a white powder found on the food. There was a woman that had answered the door. They brought a bunch of room service before everyone else had walked into the room and met up for whatever this meeting was. There was a woman that appeared stressed that signed the check for the food that came in before. Whoever that person was then poisoned all of the cups that was spread about because they all had a cup of tea. Yeah. They all immediately died.
Yeah, and they didn't poison the food because some of the food is still covered.
Yes, so I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. We don't know why just yet. But the idea of, like, everybody's getting poisoned is, like, not how you make a good return. You really do, and I'm going to say this as a person who does invest, pivot. You don't got to kill everybody. Like, just know that what I learned is super obnoxious. And I think that people do say this, and they say this as a thing, and I don't know why, where they're like, look for the success in your failure.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, I actually prefer to fail, because I learn more with failures than with wins. And that's, I don't like that.
You know what would be cool if we just stopped making cyanide? Why do we even make it anymore?
Rats?
Is it a rat poison?
Let me look it up.
Yeah, why do we?
What is the actual purpose of cyanide? I think it is just to be a poison.
I think it is just to kill people.
Yeah, but I think it's to kill not people, it just does. You know what I mean? Like, I think that it's used to manufacture paper, textiles, plastics, and pesticides.
Well, you know, I think we can find something else to make that stuff with.
I don't know.
Pest control?
Medicine. It's used in emergency medical situations to lower blood pressure.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, at this point, it's obviously too much of a problem.
Well, no. I mean, I find it, I feel like that's one of those things. It's just
chemicals. It's super cheap.
Chemicals don't do anything wrong. People do.
Oh, there we go. Chemicals are innocent. All right, Mr. NRA.
Chemicals are innocent. No. I'm saying chemicals are innocent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Guns are not. Guns have mean thoughts.
Yeah, you think so?
Because look at cyanide. Technically, can be used to help.
Mm-hmm. So could a gun.
Well, but it's helping by killing.
Yes.
See, cyanide itself can be made into medicine.
Unless you're shooting out streetlights. That's just fun.
That's awesome. That is fun. Yes, that is just, that's harmless fun. No one's getting mad about not being able to see the road at night. There's nobody going to be upset about that. I think it could be different if you could also use as a gun as a spatula. Ladle. Like if there were things that
Toothbrush.
Oh, God, that's how you know the dentist doesn't like you. Here's your prescription. One Remington full mouth. All right, let me do some listener emails.
Listener emails. What do you fuckers have to say to us?
Bet you a bunch of fucking cool ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff about penis bifurcation that I'll be hitting on this week's episode of Lost Podcast.
Yes. That's not today.
That's not today.
You have to wait 2 days to learn about filleting penises.
And you're also welcome because we didn't do the story about the guy with the dog fucking room.
Yeah, there was a guy who fucked a bunch of dogs and we decided not to talk about it, even though we're not talking about it.
But that's as far as we'll go. All right, here's a great story. I just want you to know that we hold back sometimes.
Scruff is enough.
All right? We hold back. We're responsible. Here we go. Here's an alien abduction story, and I love it. To preface, I am an engineer by trade, with no known mental health issues or psychiatric problems, and no history of drugs.
If you have to say that, I don't, you know, believe
you. No, it's good to do it at the top of an alien abduction story.
Yeah.
If this was a job interview, you'd be like, all right, buddy. I finally told my boyfriend this story when the topic of psychic phenomena and aliens came up between us, and he suggested sending it in. I will say, I was just watching a talk with a CIA guy, Jim Semivan. You can't trust any of these guys, but he was alien abducted, and he said that there's a term, what's a term that he uses? Or there's a psychological term for it was absolutely physically real.
Okay.
That's how he experienced it. I was at a very low point last March, stuck in a job I hated, and dealing with other normal life problems. My job at one point made me move 5,000 kilograms, 11,000 pounds worth of 25 weights in a night, right? I had to move 55-pound weights.
Oh, man.
11,000 pounds of 55-weight dumbbells I had to move in one night.
Oh, she's pretty strong.
Yeah, you're strong, girl.
You work for York?
Ooh. Now, it sucked. That night afterwards, I started to wake twice in the night because I'm a physically, typically, a heavy sleeper. I fell asleep for the third time, and I had a dream that I was back in my childhood home's living room. I recognized that I was dreaming when I typically don't dream at all, but I felt like something grabbed me and started moving me down a black tunnel full of pulsing yellow light. It felt like getting grabbed by a vaudeville hook from a cartoon. I was falling, but also moving sideways. The next thing I knew, I was in a room that felt like a cross between a hospital ward and a children's nursery. The floor was made out of translucent cubes in bright colors like red, yellow, and green, but the walls were sterile gray metal. I was sitting on what felt like a gurney. The architecture of the whole place was bizarre. The only door I could see looked more like it belonged in a submarine with a porthole window in the center. I wasn't there long before two humanoids that looked to be about 3 feet tall walked into my view. They looked like they were wearing rumpled and oversized dark gray business suits on top of silver bodysuits that covered everything from the neck down. Their skin was a sickly gray color, and their faces looked scrunched, but not unkind. I wasn't strapped down or anything, but I felt like I couldn't move. I didn't feel afraid of them. One of them said in a voice that I heard in my mind, "You look like you need help." It was in my skull.
Mm-hmm.
One of them grabbed a line of clear tubing filled with a bright pink liquid attached to a needle. They went behind me, and the needle went into my spine directly between the shoulder blades. I felt every movement as it entered my spinal cord and lit up the nerves there. It hurt, but I didn't cry out or make any noise. Even now, over a year later, I can still remember the sensation. I don't remember much after the needle stopped and they started pumping in the pink fluid. When I woke up and checked myself, there was no visible marks of what had happened. For days after, every part of my body was sore from moving those 25-kilogram weights, except my back. That horrible job ended abruptly the next week, and within 2 weeks, I found a much better one. My life has been on an upswing ever since, and in basically all aspects. So I don't know what happened or if aliens really were involved last year, but if they were, it looks like they gave me the help I needed.
You know, I am in the camp that if aliens exist, they're cool.
Well, that's called your psyop from the Central Intelligence Agency.
What are you talking about? They don't want us to believe in them at all.
No, it's because, and I do believe this, because I was just watching a thing with the CIA, Jim Semivan. Mm-hmm. It's like the main issue with the quote-unquote UAP/NHI situation is that the way he put it, I don't know how to believe this guy at all. He was in the To the Stars Academy, and I was just watching this thing. He basically said, the truth about what we know about aliens is essentially, if someone came to you and told you your father wasn't your father, he's your uncle, but it's times a million. And I was like, that doesn't really make a heck of a lot of, I don't even know what that means.
I don't think that makes sense.
He says the word is undigestible. Okay. And what I talked about with you today about how he's like, the news
like is... Pan's chicken fingers.
Yes. He said the news... for her.
Yeah.
He said that essentially the news about aliens is both going to ruin your day and you can do nothing about it. And it's most likely not going to affect your life at all. So yeah. Why know? So that's kind of what they're saying. And I do believe that what I hinted at last week is actually getting closer to closer what they're talking about. Is that there are people walking around, and I do think it's one of the things that they're saying, is that they don't even know that they're aliens. That they're walking around, and they have a different DNA, and they are walking around, and they have a different origin, that they're from another dimension.
But if one of them died or committed a crime, then we'd have the weird DNA.
Not always. Really not always. If you think about how often, I was like, because when I read about that Lydia Fairchild story and this idea of someone having chimera DNA, and you realize the stuff where it's like, unless you commit a crime, or if you're in one of these things in which your DNA must be sequenced, there is no reason to look at your DNA. And the majority, the grand majority of human beings haven't had their DNA.
You think 23andMe is in on it?
Well, or that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for something else.
If they get one and you're like, this isn't a human.
Well, it probably, have people send stuff too. I bet you as a corporation, they are going to send you stuff. I also know for a fact they'll send stuff and say the DNA is not viable.
Oh, okay.
They will definitely tell you if you have done the, quote unquote, if you've done the test wrong.
Yeah. Your spit is green.
Essentially, like, you can do the test wrong and then the test is not viable. That does happen. I do believe they send you something back. But I do think a lot of times they'll just populate it because it's a company. It's people doing it. So it's like, it's not a government agency. It's like, it's, or even with a government agency, it's people doing it. So on some points, there's definitely half-ass marks. I definitely think you can send stuff in and have it not register. And they're like, ah, it's junk. It's like this, just send it this thing. Where it's like, who knows? I'm saying that's the craziest shit on the face of the planet. And I'm saying it like, that is a very esoteric and fringe concept load I'm talking about. But it's just more just understanding, what does weird mean? What does understandable mean? And maybe it literally is just like, we can't understand it. And that they have no, these things have goals that are not, we don't feature in. They don't consider us.
Yeah, so if you're an alien and you send in your blood to 23andMe, they'll just say you're from, like, Newfoundland.
You're from France.
Yeah.
We are from France. Wow, another side story. It's another riveting day of news. And, you know, we really boiled down to it because I love to read the news. I live the news. I love the news. I live the news. I make the news. When we don't have news to do, we go out and do it.
If it wasn't for the news and menus at restaurants, I wouldn't read.
The meat piles were us, buddies. And we're going to laugh about it. We did it. Also, yeah, we didn't get into any of that.
There was
another meat pile. I don't want to talk anymore.
Canada, yeah.
We're going to wait. We're going to wait. We got a lot more information, people talking about meat piles. There's a war out here.
Yeah, we're coming to Australia. I want to see your meat piles.
You better only. They're pretty free with them over there. Last time I went to Australia, I see people like their boobies out there.
Yeah,
man. New Zealand, sexy town.
New Zealand, Auckland on August 6th.
Yeah,
and then,
man.
And then we're going all over. We're going to Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne.
Perth. I cannot fucking wait.
I'm
going to
be
wait.
The girth in Perth, baby.
Yeah, baby. Don't worry, there's others.
Adelaide, and that's all of them. Those are all the days.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those are all the shows. Go to lastpodcastandleft.com to buy those tickets. We're still there. We've already done our extra stream for you Australian people. So you've loved that already.
You loved it already.
You love that. You love that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got new Last Podcast coming this week. Go to the patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft to give us money to watch us perform, watch our lips flap back and forth. Go on all on the stupid socials at LP on the left and go see our Twitch streams, twitch.tv/LPNTV. Go check it out. And they're on our YouTube.
September 13th, Side Stories in Chicago at the Park West. We still got some tickets. Go see it. I want to give a special shout out to K Quattro.
K Quattro Ceramics.
K Quattro Ceramics.
She's the best.
beautiful mug. I love it so much. It says, regressive porn laws ruined my sesh. Now I only jack off to EddieTunes.com.
But just so you know, there is no pornographic material in EddieTunes.com. He doesn't sell that.
No, but you can buy these Ham Daddy hats.
Yep, he's really selling them.
Yeah.
I love you go down there, help him. Help his family.
I love it. Yeah, no, Julie's been doing great over there. She's been making all kinds of merch.
Support his wife.
Yeah, no, it's been wonderful.
Do you like wives?
Yeah, if you like wives, go to EddieTunes.com and support mine.
Support his fucking wife.
Yes.
You pieces of shit. Okay? Because none of you supported Melania.
That's right.
Yeah. That's, what about her? Man, you saw that weird
kiss? Oh, my God, what if she's Kamala's running mate?
That'd be incredible. I don't care, do you? Donald. Baron looking very stretched. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan!
Oh, Satan! No!
Oh. Cook!